Okay, we're going to learn. First, before we start, I want to speak out something about an application from last week's shir. In the end, it ended up being not shayach, but initially I thought it was a perfect application of last week's shir. So someone calls me up, or someone actually comes into me and says, I have this item that was shipped from Bed Bath & Beyond, and it was shipped to my house, but it was... I didn't buy it, and the name of the person on the thing was some sort of Moshe Cohen, whatever, some Jewish name. Clearly, it was a Jewish guy ordered it, and they just shipped it to the wrong address. So, it belongs to that guy. And Mamela, what do I do with it? What? So, ship it back. What should I ship it back for? The Maisa, the Jewish guy has it. It's his thing. Yeah, he probably got another one or whatever, but I'm not machut, you know. So let's say it's in Aveda. It's his item. He can't find it anymore. And at this point, probably he was miyayish already. It was a long time. Well, he was miyayish from getting back this one. If anything, he called back the store and told me
that. Such an easy thing to resolve. Why?
First of all, there's no yush. It was iser basali yada. The guy wasn't miyayish when it came to your hand. It was you.
Oh, I hear. He's miyayish from this one.
Miyayish from this one. So now he got another one. Fine, but this one he was miyayish from. He paid for this one. He was miyayish from it. But it's Yisro Asoli all day because he's miyayish from it only after it came into your Rishas. So then he can't be zayich from it. Okay? So it's, and Mestamed has a simon because it has a guy's name on it. So Mamela, it's a double shish for simon. The din is Munach HaKshiyah V'Liyo. What we learned last week. According to Moshe Feinstein says that you missed the case, David. And the whole Shabbos, I'm not telling you the case, so you would hear it at the share. Okay. So the item was shipped to the wrong person, and now she has this item. So now, if you saw something the other day, and she can't be zoich in it. Now the guy asked me, says it's sitting in our house for a year. And my wife wants to go back to Bed Bath & Beyond and return it and get a credit. Now, what?
Only 6 months.
Now, first of all, I'm not sure you could do that. I'll tell you, Zakum. It could be you. One thing, you keep the item. You go in and start returning. Fine. But let's say that's not a problem. So I said, that goes back to the show that we said last week. By something, which is the din. Is Munach HaKshiyah V'Liyo. You have to keep it until Eliyahu Navi comes. But the mice of this guy didn't. What are you supposed to do with it? It's 5 years later. So he said, over from Ramosha Feinstein, you ought to write down the value, what it's worth new, which is easy to evaluate in this case. You figure out what the value is, write it down, then you could use it. And if the person comes, you give them the item, plus you play the difference between what the item is worth now and what it was worth then. And you write down all the simonim, and that's it. You figure out the value and you write down the value, and based on the value, you return it. So the guy said, yeah, but I want to return the item to Bed Bath & Beyond. So I said, that's calling selling it. So we said that last week there were some svarim that said, based on the Moshe's Pesach, you'd be allowed to sell it. But we said last week that you wouldn't be allowed to sell it because you still have to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashava on it. So Mamela, you'd be allowed to keep it and use it, but you would not be allowed to return it. That was the Pesach that I wanted to Taina based on what we learned last week. The only thing was that the guy came back and thought about it again. He said, Mestama, the Jewish guy never owned it yet. Because he paid. He paid and was shipped, but never made a kinyan on it. It was never his. And Mamela, it still belonged to Bed Bath & Beyond, if anything. So it's Shabbos Aved of a guy. And the problem is, Mestama Moshe Cohen got back a new one. And this thing has nothing to do with it. It doesn't belong to a Jew altogether. So does that change the halach?
You don't make the Bed Bath & Beyond. You guys are gonna say I never got my stuff. They're gonna say
the Kenyan is not in shipping because if it would be Nanas, they would pay for it, right?
So Beyond's gonna give you
the one. Puts a package when Amazon drops a package, yeah. Take a picture of it. I don't think they're responsible.
I think they're responsible until you get it. It's insurance or it's not there?
But
ownership.
Beyond is going to replace it.
Of course.
Not because they are obligated.
Moshe Cohen never got it.
Right, Moshe Cohen never made a Kenyan on it. That's the point.
It's not
right. He never got it, so the Mela, that's what I was saying. I was thinking that this is a good application of our halacha, but probably there's a reason why it's not again. Okay, now getting on to the next sugya. The next sugya is going to be a machloikis if it's negeh to any of us. It's a machloikis if it's negeh b'chlal. So, and even on the tzad that it's not negeh, it's a very geshmaka sugya. So we have to learn the sugya, and we'll see, figure out if it's negeh or not. But the Gemara has a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says a halacha, which is quoted right here in Lamed Amun Aleph in the Gemara. And the Mishnah says, "Mufta sak ikupa v'chol davar she'ein darko lito, harei zeh lo yito." You shouldn't take it. Okay, so something which is not your derech to pick up, your potter. So minahani mili. What's the source of that? The Tanur Rabban his alamta we darshin that you. It says don't ignore it, but ignore it. So pa'am she'ata misa'am. There are times that you are allowed to ignore the aveda. Upa'am she'ata misa'am. Sometimes you're not allowed to ignore the aveda. Ha'ketzad. And the Gemara goes on different cases, and the Gemara ends up saying that it's talking about a zaken ve'ena l'fich v'aydai. It's a zaken, and the Torah zaken can mean multiple things. It can mean an old person. It can mean a talmid chacham. But it's ena l'fich v'aydai. It's not according to his honor to pick up this aveda. So let's say, for example, he's walking by, and underneath the car there's a basketball over there. Now this Rosh Hashiva is not walking around town with a basketball. It's not appropriate. People are going to think that it's, it doesn't look bakovedik for him. So he's going to have to creep under the car, go get the ball, now carry it home. It's going to look funny. So memela, it's not lefich voidoi, and he's potter from the mitzvah.
Would we do that? Would a normal person also go on this car?
Yeah, why not? Now, the Gemara says, in the end, that what's the gather of this? Amar Rava, kol shebishalei machzer b'shal chaver nami machzer. That anything that you would do for yourself, you mechuyev to do for the other person. Okay. Now, here's the question. And according to Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, this is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Tor. Okay. What happens if the guy is not a mechubedika guy? He's not really a Talmid Chacham, and he's not even an older person. But he's a wealthy guy. He's a Mechubedek guy. Some water?
What?
Some water?
It's like an American teenager.
So what happens if for whatever other reason, the person wouldn't pick it up for himself? He's a wealthy guy. For him, he's not going to stop and pick something up that's worth $20. But he's not be'etzem a mechubedik. He doesn't deserve kavod, really. He's not a talmid chacham. And there's no halacha in Shulchan Aruch that he's mechuyev in kavod. Is it a klal that anything you wouldn't do for yourself, you don't do for the other person? Or is it a rule in kavod? So now, we're going to see later, the Rosh says that let's say it's Engel Fichvoida. Are you allowed to be Machmer? If it's Engel Fichvoida, are you allowed to be Machmer if you want? You say, I want to pick it up. I want to do the mitzvah. So the Rosh says, no, it's Osir. The Torah says, in Talmud Chacham, he's not allowed to be Mevaz himself. The Torah says that not to be Mevaz yourself, and you're Potter in this case. So, Machal Kvoida, but not Bezayim. Talmud Chacham is allowed to be Machal on his COVID. But there's a difference between not getting covered and bezayin.
So pick up a basketball is a bezayin.
That's what Gemara is saying here. It's a bezayin.
That might not be the best example.
No, right? Tosis says it's not a mamish, it's not like covered abrius, which is mamish, a huge bezayin, but it's a little bit of a bezayin. So Tosis has a kasha that we know in general that covered abrius is doiches things in the Torah. If a person's walking around and he's wearing shatnez, so someone comes to him and says, by the way, and remember, in those days, you wore one long garment. Right? It was like a big garment. Guy comes and says, that's shatnez, by the way. So now, what's he supposed to do? He's going to have to take off his clothes in the middle of the street. It's shatnez. So the Gemara says, it's ein l'fich voidoi. And the male, it's covered abrius. Covered abrius is doing for that. So there's a count. So Tisa says, this is not as bad as that. It's not like you're totally being mevazeh yourself. But I'm saying that the concept of kavod haTorah, of kavod habris, but
the Mrs. Asley, or?
No, but here the Rosh is not saying that. The Rosh says
I could do it. Nobody will bat an eye if they saw me
The point is that is a certain bizoyin to the Torah, and you're not allowed to be meichel on that. So memela zok the rosh, it's aser. So you see from the rosh, this has nothing to do with you know, your stam a rich guy and you don't want to do it. You don't care if you see $20 bill on the floor and you have to bend down. It's not gonna die for you. We're not talking about that. So the Gemara is saying that's within the Tamachal. It's a sheer, but no. So the Rosh is learning that first you have to be a zakin v'ein ofich vaydei. Now there's a sheer. How much is that? But if you're not a zakin, then you don't have this whole tour to begin with. I don't know, but you have to be a Tamachal. You have to be a Tamachal. But the point is, you have to be a Tamachal according to the Rosh. However, the tour, let me read you the language of the, and the Rambam also. The Rambam's Lashon is similar to that, maybe. Rebbe Zalman van Dijk, but the tour, his Lashon is, Hamoitzi Dovar, Shehu Misbayesh Lachzira. You find something that you're embarrassed to pick up. Imhu Be'inyan, She'ilu Haya Shaloi Machzira. If you do it for yourself, Chayiv, Evim Loi, Hay Machzir B'Shaloi, Ena Chayiv B'Shal Chaveirai. So does he say a word about Zakein? Does he say a word about Tamachacham? Does he say a word about anything? No, he just says, this is the halacha. The halacha is anything you wouldn't do for yourself.
But again, he's only got to ask me about Isha.
Oh, so it has to be that you wouldn't do it for yourself because of Busha, not because of a Tircha.
So if Tamachacham's son lost the basketball, so we have to see if he would climb under the car for his own kid. And if he would, then it's not, and if it was not, then it's someone else.
No, then it's that's in the Rosh's world. In the Rosh, it's telling Talmud Chacham, not Talmud Chacham. You measure if he's a Talmud Chacham, would he do it for himself? But according to the Torah, it may not have anything to do with being a Talmud Chacham. According to the Torah, it may just have to do with, in general, are you willing to do it for yourself? Now, let's say you're not willing to do it for yourself because it's not kedai for you, not because it's a busha. It's down the steps and half a flight of steps. And the kid's left sock, whatever, is down there. You know what? I'm not going down the half a flight of steps. It's not worth the tircha. I'm not talking about that. It may not be worth the tircha for you, but it's a mitzvah. Now you have to do it. But if you're not going to do it because of busha, no, I'm embarrassed. I'm not going to go under my car and sneak in for that little item. So then, if you wouldn't do it for busha for yourself, you're not mechuyav to do it for busha for other people. So according to the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, also says like that, it would seem as though it's not al zakin v'ein ofich vaydei. It seems that it's just a patur and busha in general. It's not tolling tamachacham.
Yeah, is busha the same as bezayin by tamachacham?
By tamachacham, but according to the Torah, you don't need to be tamachacham.
No, I'm saying, would a busha be the same thing as a bezayin for tamachacham?
Yeah, that's exactly what this is.
So according to that, the rush would be usher for tamachacham.
The Gemara says kosher b'shaloi ma'asir b'shachaver nami ma'asir. Sounds like that's the ikar point in the end. Okay. Now it makes sense, by the way, because it makes sense that it could be that the Gemara's mashma. We're not going to make you do something for your friend's money that you wouldn't do for your own money, right? So if you wouldn't do it for yourself, come here, I'm a chuyiv to embarrass yourself for someone else's money if you wouldn't do it to save your own money. Okay, fine. That's interesting. Kenech machlokes between the Rosh and the Tor. The Rebbe Zalman is medayik. The Rambam holds like the Rosh, but the Pri Yitzchak, he was a Talmud of Rebbe Yitzchak Petterburger, Talmud of Rebbe Zalanter. He's medayik the Rambam the other way. The Rambam holds like the Tor, but either way, so definitely machlokes in the Rishonim. It seems like the Halacha maybe is not like the Rosh. Okay, now. Let's move along into some of the other nekudas here. So, if you turn the page and Lamed Amud Beis, let's see that Gemara, very important Gemara. Okay? Lamed Amud Beis in the Gemara. Okay? The top, the second, the last word on the second line. Amar Rabba. Okay, so we're on the third line now.
Here, can I have another pamphlet?
Okay, another two pamphlets there.
You have to justify the trees,
guys. Right? Let me produce these.
Sorry. Girl wants
you
to have one.
Huh? I'm a rabbi. Hikisha Chayivba. Important Gemara. Rashi. Look at the top line of Rashi. Hikisha זה שאינו לפי חווידוי, the guy is a מחובדק guy, and he's now, and he sees an animal, אם היקישו הקו, אחס, להשיבה, נסחייב בו להדורה, הויל נהסקל. So, he says, Rashi, if you hit the animal to try to get it to come closer to you, then you realize, one second, Hashavas Aveda, I'm going to have to walk through downtown with walking with this donkey. It's not because I'm one second. I can't do that. I'm going to lose my job or whatever I'm saying. It's Enel Fich Voidoi. So, you know, and then it said, no, I'm not doing this. Right? So, Zok to Gemara, you're chayef. Because once you started, you're chayef all the way. Once you started, you got to finish the mitzvah.
Even if you're talking about
them? Yeah, that's what we're saying. Now, this is Rashi's pshat. Now, the shayla is, in Rashi's pshat, what's the pshat in that? Why? If I'm potter, I'm potter. Who cares I started? Who cares that I started?
Well, you've now revealed that in that time you weren't.
Oh, Gishmak. So that's the Tshuva Sakri says Pshat. The Tshuva Sakri is the brother of the Ktsais. What's the famous story with the brother of the Ktsais? And the Ktsais?
That you were not what?
With the going,
you were not what?
Yeah. That the mother didn't want to send them to school because they didn't have a shirt. She didn't have enough money to make two shirts. So she didn't want to send them to yeshiva that day, to the cheder. So they're like going back and forth. You get the shirt, let her make a shirt for you. And then they went to the mother and they said, make a shirt that's big enough to fit both of us. And they went together in one shirt to yeshiva.
And the wax made a song and made a story.
Yeah, made a song about it, yeah. So the Akoponim, the Tshuva Sakri says, exactly your Svara, Michael Svara, that the pshat in this is because since you're showing that you don't really care about your covet, now you change your mind. This level of covet is past your threshold, obviously. You were willing to be Michael on it. Now you change your mind, it's too late. You already showed me that it's beyond your threshold of covet. This is not beyond. This is the Tshuva Sakri's pshat.
It's only worth according to one of the
Peshitas,
right? Not the
Rambam.
You're not one of the
Peshitas,
you can't be
Muslim
on your
covet. Well, it's a Gila Das, it's not a steer to your covet. Let's put it like that. What's the threshold? Every time a Chacham has their threshold, maybe basketball is not a bazillion for most people, for some Tamil Chachamim. For some it is. So it depends on, right? So this is not...
I thought the issue was only bazillion, not bimochal.
It's bazillion, right? So this is not a bazillion for me. That's what you're saying. Now you've decided that it is. So it's a Gila Das and it's not.
So why would that change? Why for those 10 minutes ago I did it? Especially since 10 minutes ago, I didn't realize I'm gonna have to go through the city.
No.
So
okay,
obviously
so it depends on the case, according to him.
Obviously
yeah.
Now,
Rebaruch Ber. Now, yeah. By the way, the Shir is I forgot to mention in the beginning. The Shir is dedicated in honor of Dr. Cherniak, who's moving to Phoenix this week, and I think that there hasn't been a shir the doctor missed, except for when he was out of town visiting his mother, since we started, I think, in this space medrash 3 years ago. So,
Ken Griffey Jr. of Shirdo.
Upstanding. I was going to say, I'm from Baltimore, so. So, but so in honor of Doc, we'll say over Baruch Ber's pshat. So, Baruch Ber says B'shem Reb Chaim, a different pshat, very interesting pshat. So there's some mitzvahs that are mitzvahs that you have to do, regardless. For example, lulav, tzitzis, you got to do the mitzvah. There are some mitzvahs that the nature of the mitzvah is that they're related to the monetary obligation that comes with the mitzvah. For example, there's a mitzvah called Kriyas Bal Choyv mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to pay back someone you borrowed money. It's a mitzvah. But what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is because it's his money, I gotta give it back to him. Right? So let's say you say mitzvah sichas kavana. I can't have kavana. I can't have kavana. I don't have good kavana in the mitzvah of paying you back, so I'm potter. Right? I'm sorry, you know? Or like Isaac mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. I'm saying Shema, I'll learn the whole day and I don't have to pay you back because Isaac mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. There's certain mitzvahs which you don't say. You're right that it's a mitzvah, but the nature of the mitzvah is because of the monetary obligation that comes from that's involved in the mitzvah, right? So let's say zakev ein l'fi chvoidai. So it's not according to my covenant to pay you back. I should go and run after you to pay you back $10? It's not according to my calling. I'm sorry, I'm potter. So you obviously what? But it's not according to my cover. But you're in an inamachubidika place right now. I don't want to go get you over there. So it's enofichvoida for me to do. No, so you don't say that because I have a monetary chiyuv, right? It's a monetary obligation to pay, and the mitzvah is to fulfill my monetary obligation. You see, so Reb Chaim says very interesting. He says the nature of Shavas Aveda depends. Before you pick it up, it's a mitzvah like lulav, it's a mitzvah like tzitzis, you have to do it. You got to do the mitzvah. So memela, there's a p'tur. If it's ein lefi chvoidai, I'm p'tur in the mitzvah. But once you pick it up, now the nature of the mitzvah is different. Now the nature of the mitzvah is if there's a monetary obligation for you to get it back to him. Because you're like a shomer aveda now. You have a monetary relationship with this item that you're responsible for the item in order to get it back to him. Oh, once you're responsible for it, once there's a monetary obligation that you have to get it back to the owner, what are you going to say? It's not according to my covenant, I'm sorry. It's too late. You already now have a monetary obligation on the item. So once you're mechuyev midine momenis to get it back to him, so memela, there's no p'tur of ein lefi chvoida. That's Reb Chaim's pshat in Rashi. It's kishmak pshat. So that the nature of the mitzvah is different than after you pick it up than it is before you pick it up. And therefore, once you've picked it up, Zok Tov Chaim, that you're chayiv. And that's shown in this Gemara, according to him.
Outside of Zok and Kavodo, does that mean that all Stamot and Shavas Aveda has this Kedarim by it?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. The mitzvah of Shavas Aveda is divided. Before you pick it up, it's a regular mitzvah. After you pick it up, now it's a monetary mitzvah. It's a monetary responsibility to get it back to him. It's still a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is based, there's a monetary angle to the mitzvah now. Now, before that, it's like Lahatza Momen Chavera. It's still,
Till then,
I just a chiyuv atzala. Okay, I'm not mechuyev to matzal it if it's going to sacrifice my covet. It's a chiyuv to mutzal. But why does the pasuk read on this and not on that? And he's saying because the pasuk doesn't make sense that it could patter you from monetary obligation. So the pasuk is only going on the mitzvah chelik of it.
Before you touch it, you have a mitzvah
on. Yes. So there's a p'tur. But there's a p'tur in the pasuk of Islamta that because of Ein Alfichod, I'm part in that mitzvah.
But the nature of the mitzvah is...
It's not a monetary... I have no relationship with that item right now.
How would there be a p'tur on the mitzvah?
Okay, that's
a pasuk.
The pasuk says
that's a pasuk. But he's saying you're not going to read the pasuk once you have a monetary obligation, because that doesn't make sense. Because once it's a monetary thing, it's a monetary relationship you have with the item, you're responsible to get it back to him. What are you going to say? Ein Alfichod, now what? It's a momentous, it's different.
It's a converse true on the world of big Kavodo. First, Tom Huffman goes to an auction to take and he wins a basketball signed by, I don't know.
Plenty of money, yeah.
Plenty of money. It's worth $1,000, right? So the question is, he's carrying a basketball around. Is the big Kavodo to take it home?
Well, then he should.
What was he doing there?
Yeah, what was he doing there in the first place?
I put his pleasure's name in the Chinese auction.
Charity auction.
Certainly, now
I'll
take it home either.
Huh?
Or people put it on
yeah.
Me.
Yeah, okay. So now.
Should the guy be consistent never picking up a basketball?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it has to be consistent. That's what actually we said, you know. Now, okay, fine. So this is now the problem is not all the Rishonim agree to Rashi on this reading of the Gemara. The Rosh has an alternate reading of the Gemara. Pasha, a different shot of the Gemara completely, and it changes everything. It's unbelievable. You read the Gemara a little differently, you have a whole different halacha. The Rosh says Hikisha. Hikisha, if you hit the animal, you know why you have to return it? Not because you started the mitzvah. The Rosh holds, not like this or Baruch Bey, the mitzvah you're potter, even if you started. Because it was never chal on you the chiyuv. The Torah pottered you from the mitzvah, so even if you pick it up, you're potter. But here it's different. Because when you hit the animal, you train the animal a little bit to come to you. Now the animal is now a little bit more trained to leave the owner. So it's like you were mazik the animal. So now that you train, it's like, let's say, you see a lost cat and you feed it. Now the cat is going to start coming to you now every day, right? Now you're going to say, okay, I don't want to deal with it. Let it go back to the owner. He forgot about the owner. You know, your child is better than the owner's. So he's coming to you. So shot is the cat is now going to come to you more than it's going to go back to the owner. So what are you going to say? No, I'm done. Now, since you did a positive action to remove it away from the owner even further. No, Hikisha means you hit the animal to come to you.
or close to the
animal
to. I think that's
or
the.
Or closer than you made it run first.
Or for, or further away from the owner. Either way,
you don't know where the owner is. You're hitting it.
You're hitting it. Maybe trying to find. Either way, what you did was you made it now more difficult for the owner to get it. So now you can't ignore it and say, well, let the owner come find it. I'm sorry. It's too late. Once you did something to make it go away from the owner further, so now that's why you're chayv. Zokta ha-goyis ha-shri is medayik in the rush. According to the rush's pshat, that's only by an animal. Any other item, if you would pick it up and then you realize, hey, this is going to be ein l'fi chvoida, you can put it down and leave. So obviously, why? So Rabbi Kivager explains, because you never became a chuyiv in the mitzvah in the first place. Because the Torah passes you from this mitzvah. You pick it up, you're still exempt. So you're exempt from the mitzvah. And now even if you pick it up, you're exempt from the mitzvah. So it's never chal on you, the chi of shoymer. It's never chal on you any of those monetary dinim.
All the positive mitzvah to return it?
Yeah, but I'm exempt from that mitzvah because it's ein l'fich voida. So even though I picked it up, according to the Rosh, I'm still exempt. And therefore, I don't have to continue with the item.
So that's nafka between Rashi
and Yeah, it's huge nafkamina. What happens if you pick it up? Okay, now let's go down one line because this is a great Gemara, and this we see what we're going to play out. We need a little time, but it's a little piece of a Gemara. It's a short Gemara, and we're going to see Rashi's pshat, the Rosh's pshat, the Beis Yosef's pshat, the Ramah's pshat, and Rabbi Kivager's pshat. And we'll try to do that in 5 minutes. Okay, so now it says like this. It says like this: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Okay, in the Gemara, Ibayilahu. Ibayilahu. So there's a question. Darkoi lahachzir basade, vein darkoi lahachzir ba'ir. So let's give an example. So bring your chair. So let's give an example. So the Talmud Chacham finds a basketball in camp. Out in the field. So in camp, it's not shver for the Talmud Chacham to play ball. It's the summary. Now, the problem is he's going to pick it up in camp. And now he's going to realize, one second, I thought that the guy that lost it would be here. Now the guy is not here, and I have to bring it back to the city. Hold on, I don't want to start walking around with a ball in the city. It's one thing in camp, that's not ein l'fich voida, right? Or let's say you're at a picnic, very good example, the shul picnic, whatever, right? So now you're playing ball over there. So there, okay, fine, so you play ball. Now all of a sudden, the guy, no one's there, I'm the last one, I'm cleaning up. I don't care if the guy's here, I'll pick up the ball and play. But now I have to bring it back to the shul, walk around, and it's not, it's ein l'fich voida. So now what should I do? So what's the two ways to look at it? This is the Gemara Shaila. Okay? So the Gemara Shaila is like this. Mao mi amrinan hashava ma'al yabinan. The mitzvah of hashava is to make sure it gets back to the owner. The kivan delav darke lahach zibir loy lachayiv. I'm not chayiv. So I, according to Rashi, I'm not chayiv in the city. So since I'm not chayiv in the city, I'm not chayiv in the first place. Because I know that I have to do a proper hashava to get it back to the owner. And I'm not going to be able to get back to the owner if he's in the city. So therefore, I don't have to pick it up. I'm allowed to ignore it. Even though right here, I would be, it's not in l'fich voidai. Or, oidilma besadeh mias hu de'chayiv le. No, but right now in the sadeh, you are chayiv. V'kivin de'chayiv le besadeh chayiv le be'ir. Once you pick it up, you got to go all the way. So how does Rashi learn the Gemara? What are the two tzedadim according to Rashi? Either you're allowed to ignore it, or no, you got to pick it up. Now, according to Rashi, though, once you pick it up, you're going to have to go into the city to find the guy. So those are the two tzedadim. Either ignore it completely, or pick it up, right? What? Pick it up, and once you pick it up, you got to go to the city. Now, the problem is the Torah says that the Rosh, Paskins, this is kind of our pshat in the Rosh, we'll spice it up with Rabbi Kivager, but basically that, simply put, the Rosh has a different pshat on the Gemara. You know what the two tzedadim are? The two tzedadim are, well, he says that the halacha is, according to the Rosh, pick it up in the sadeh, and once you pick it up in the sadeh, try to find the guy in the sadeh. If you can't find the guy, don't bring it back to the ear. Drop it in the sadeh and go home. That's what he says. Because you're not mechuyev to bring it back to the ear. Because in the ear, it's ein l'fich voida.
All the weeks that we just learned up until this point, that would all go away. Now that you picked it up, you can now just... You have a chi of mammon, the whole
shekel. Right, so now that's the problem. What do you mean? According to Rashi, it makes a lot of sense. I have a chi of mammon, and now if I pick it up, I got to go all the way, right? But we already said before that the rush seems to hold.
It was never a vort and mammon?
Right, the rush said that in l'fich voidah exempted you from the mitzvah. So even if you picked it up according to the rush, There's a there's a, right. If you're if it's anal fichvoidu, you're not chayv in the mitzvah, so you never got the monetary obligation.
So are you chayv in the field to search?
Oh, so that's what Kiviyaga says. So you should be machmer both ways. So in the city, when you're not sacrificing your kovod, in the city where you're not in the sodom, sorry, where you're not sacrificing your kovod, you should be machmer to pick it up and try to find the guy. But in the city, now you're going to be mivatel your kovod. Then you should go the other way and say, no, a second, I don't have to be mivatel my kovod.
I'm not allowed.
And I'm not allowed because the Rosh holds you have to be a talmid chacham. So therefore, it's a bit on my kovod. So now I'm going to go like the other side of the Gemara that says that I was never mechuyev in the first place. So,
how to put it down?
That's what I'm saying, because this is the Rosh Hashita. Because if you're anal of Yichvoidai, Rabbi Kiviger says, if you're anal of Yichvoidai, then it was never chal on you the whole mitzvah, even if you pick it up. That's what we said the Rosh holds by Yikisha, right? Same thing. So therefore, the Rosh has a different shot in this Gemara. So it plays out in this Gemara as well. That if you pick it up in a situation, that in that particular situation, it would not have been anal of Yichvoidai. According to Rashi, once you pick it up, you got to return it, even if it's going to be at the expense of your kovod. But according to the Rosh, not necessarily that's true. According to the Rosh, you can pick it up, look for the guy. Now you don't want to go further with it. You never chal the mitzvah or the chiv, and you're allowed to put it down.
What's that amount of time when you are in the field? The mitzvah was chaling you?
Until you're in the field. That's a good question.
The mitzvah was chaling you?
I don't know the answer to that. He wants to know, according to the Rosh, what's called the Talmud Chacham? I don't know.
Again, that's everybody. It's a certain...
For sure you.
I don't know, it's a good question. And no one talks about that. Someone that you mechuyev to give kovod to, Altsas Torah, I think, is the var.
Zakein
is someone you mechuyev to give kovod to, Altsas Zikna, like 6 or 7 years old.
Most of us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. According to the Rosh and the Rambam, it's very limited. According to the Rosh and the Rambam, Rishmor Rozovsky, I saw he explains, it has to be someone that the Torah teaches us is we're mechuyev in their kovod. Once a Torah recognizes that these people deserve kovod, then that could be used to pater them from a mitzvah. It's not a rich guy, you know, the Torah doesn't recognize that as deserving kovod. Okay?
What's the Torah that obligated
in terms of age, in terms of
kovod?
70.
But institutions,
that's for sure. So now, anyway, that would be the breakdown of this Gemara according to the Rosh. It would be a very interesting breakdown. Right, according to the Rosh, you're allowed to pick it up and still drop it.
Even though the Gemara didn't
really have that tzad, but that's right.
So are they, and they paskin the tikkun? It sounds like we come out
with a... We don't know which way to go.
We don't know where to go, so we'll go chomer both ways.
When the Rosh also we're going to explain the Rosh.
Well, right, you have to say, according to the Barber, the pshat is, according to the Rosh, even if you pick it up, it never kicked in the whole monetary obligation.
Rosh is right. A fish, but every non-bali chayim,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah. 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 Most people are